It's The Bill Murphy Show, a daily one-on-one 30-minute interview featuring people from all walks of life. Available daily as a podcast at BillMurphyShow.com. And now, here's your host, Bill Murphy.
And you know, some days it just, this is the way I wanted it to get. I want the show to evolve into this type of scenario. This is the podcast for June 15th. Am I getting the day correct? Tuesday, June 15th. Taping this ahead of time, of course, as we always do. And today I've featured, you know, every now and then I'm just going to come on with buddies of mine, old friends, and just random people for no reason whatsoever, which is going to make this show so fun. For instance, when I talked to our guest for today earlier and asked, hey, would you come on the show? Her response was, why? I don't do anything. What's there to talk about? And I said, that's the point, because I want to get this out of everybody that gets on this show. So even if you think you have nothing interesting to talk about, that's absolutely not true. Everybody does. Joining me today, my old friend. My longtime friend.
Thank you.
I know women are sensitive to that. And golden-throated Penny Rosen joins me. Thanks so much, Pen.
Thank you, Billy. How are you?
How cool is this?
This is great.
So,
this is great.
And I knew you'd be perfect for this.
Usually on the other side listening to you.
Well, I know that. And that's the whole idea. I want to make you part of the show and make everybody a part of the show. So see, if you want to be on here and just talk about your story, no matter what it is, get in touch with me and we'll get you on. I'm even looking forward to talking to complete strangers that I don't know. Because when I do this, it's sort of like cheating because I know you and I know where to go, and it's very comfortable. So let's introduce everybody to you. Tell us your story. I guess we'll start now where you're in South Florida like me. Where particularly are you these days?
At the moment, I am up in my condo for the very last night that I will be here. Moving out of it, leaving to go back to Los Angeles in just a couple of weeks here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yes. Yes, time to move it back out to the West Coast, go back to where my mountains are.
Tell me the truth. You're going out there to be back with the show business.
Here's the thing. Miami's great. There's some awesome, awesome talent down here. But, you know, L.A. is really kind of the mecca of all of it. And, you know, Bill, you've known me a long time. Anybody that knows me out there, you know, I'm kind of a live music junkie. So
why L.A. and not New York then? They're one and the same, aren't they?
You have to wear jackets. Yeah, I'm way better in warm water. I'm a Miami girl, and, you know, in that respect, I like my warm weather. So
there's that. So you're in the middle of moving, hence the reverb in the background, which is great. Nice effect.
Okay, then.
And so your story is, you're an old friend of mine from, we have lots of mutual friends that we go back a long time. We've been involved, you've been involved in the music industry, as have I. You've been in and out of it, but regardless of how in the music business you are, you're always into music. Music flows through your blood just like it does with me, and that's one of the things I admire about you. We're going to get into music heavily, but let's tell everybody your story. Where did you grow up? What brought you to Florida? What have you been doing for the most part since you, for your adult life? Yeah, Penny's adult life in 5 minutes or less.
Wow, the fact that you call me an adult is really interesting. I don't know that many people would agree with that, but
actually, we don't. I want to start from before you were an adult, because I knew you before you were a full-fledged adult.
Yeah, we were hanging out. I mean, when I was, I must have met you when I was about 16, 17, 18, somewhere around there, sneaking into clubs.
I was going to say, you told me you were 21. I didn't know you were 16.
Yeah, that's how it works. You know, sneaking in to go see the bands, not to go drinking. That was the crazy thing. I didn't care about drinking. I wanted to go see music.
Right.
We moved down here when I was a kid. I'm from New York. I grew up down here. And fortunately, I grew up in Florida when there was an amazing, amazing scene. We had a lot of stuff coming in from Atlanta. You know, there was the whole, you know, that whole, like, REM scene coming down here. And
right.
You know, the producers, bands like that, just awesome, awesome stuff to grow up on, you know, and a lot of the English bands were coming through back then. I remember going to, you know, the Agora while it was still the Agora and seeing, you know, the Psychedelic Furs there and the Ramones and, you know, Ted Nugent. The list went on and on. I mean, there was just great music coming through here all the time. And, I was down here till I turned about 21, 22 and said, that's it, done. And I packed up my car and went out to Los Angeles. And, you know, it was great. A lot of our friends had moved out there, a lot of whom were, you know, playing in bands or involved in the music industry. And, you know, Sheila Witkin got me my first job working at CBS Records a long, long time ago. I remember I was managing the mastering studio there, which was an awesome experience.
Incredible.
It was, considering I had no idea. Like, I called a friend of mine who was an engineer, like, almost in tears, saying, what's a 1630? I don't know what that looks like. I mean, I had no clue what I was doing. And just, you know, if you can't dazzle them with brilliance, it was one of those. And
but you, you know, just because you didn't know what you were interested to know what it was. And when you did find out what it was, you took advantage of it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I soaked it up like a sponge. You know, for me, you know, Billy, you know me, it's music kind of coursing through my veins. It really is my driving force. You know, I can't wake up in a morning, you know, on a morning and not turn on music immediately. And it really is like the make or break of my day.
Right.
You know, It has an absolute physiological effect on me. I can feel it.
I know that. We're going to get into that heavily, because you have been, as much as I've played music for you and turned you on to music, you could double the amount that you've turned me on to. I mean, we're 10 minutes into this and you bring up the producers and the Agora Ballroom in 5 minutes. I mean, the memories are just unbelievable. I'd leave it to you to bring up the producers out of nowhere.
Awesome stuff. Wayne Famous, brilliant, brilliant player. You know, it's there were things that we were exposed to at that point in time, you know, that, excuse me, weren't the norm. You didn't see some big guy running around with a keyboard strapped around his neck, you know, just, and the music, the songs that they did, I mean, they just phenomenal pop writers. You know, there was some great stuff back then.
And there seemed like there was room for all of it. If there were great bands, they made it to the top of the pile because they were good and they had to.
Well, you know. The thing, Billy, you know, really at that point in time, you know, you got to think about it. We were coming off of AM radio. When we were kids, we had AM radio. And they would go from, you know, something like a Glen Campbell song to, you know, to the Jackson 5.
Exactly.
I mean, on one station. They really kind of ran the gamut. There wasn't the kind of programming that, you know, it sort of melded into afterwards. So when we were growing up, we were exposed to a lot of very, very different stuff.
Right.
You know, and it was all in one format.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one radio station. You know, you had, what, 560? Was that AM? Yeah?
We did. Well, when we were kids, we were listening to WABC in New York. They would just play across the board. Whole Lot of Love, Led Zeppelin, Helen Reddy, I Am Woman. You know?
Right?
Back to back.
You know, it was awesome because you got exposed to so much different stuff. And really, like, there was no line. There was no delineation.
Right.
It was good or it wasn't good. The end.
That was what the format was. Good. That's all it was. Excellent.
You know, and that's the thing, Billy. It's, you know, like, people, it's funny. And, you know, I don't know if you sort of want to go this route, but, you know, really, I think, like, you and I have really connected in large part due to, like, social networking recently.
Well,
you know?
I don't know how in touch we would be at all if it wasn't for social networking. I consider you to be my Facebook guru. Yeah, we can go this direction now. And actually, it doesn't matter where we go in this whole time. Before you know it, the 30 minutes will be up and we'll have talked about everything. But
yeah,
when you've, I think I'm going on about 2 years on Facebook, scary. And then I think you were there way before I was.
No, actually, not really. It's just about the same amount of time for me.
Okay, yeah, I think it is for everybody for the most part. Everybody, it seemed like there was like one big month where everybody jumped on board.
Mm-hmm.
Is this, from what you can tell, and I mean, I've had a good little period of time to think about it after a while now, is this going to evolve into something that is going to stick and work for everybody, or is everybody just going to get over it and jump on the next big thing?
You know, here's the thing. To a certain extent, I think people get burnt out. You know, you sort of do the social interaction, and like any big party that you go to, there are going to be people that annoy you. The end. Exactly. You know, so you sort of have those days where people bug you, but you know what? The nice thing is you shut your computer, you walk away from it, you go get some stuff done, and when you're ready to come back and play, or, you know, they're, like, I've joined a lot of pages, for instance, NPR, you know, which is great because they'll do a first listen. They shoot out first listens all the time.
Right.
I got turned on to the Chemical Brothers last night, the new Chemical Brothers record. I have to tell you, I am not a techno girl. This record is phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, and were it not for NPR just saying, here's the new record. Check it out, you know?
I know. I think another example, and this is already starting to sound like too formal of an interview. I just want to, like, kick back and just chat with you. But no, I mean, we both can't help it. We're trying to make it sound too professional.
Well, you know, it's just the thing is, it's like, you know, when it comes to the music, it just really, like, for me, I do take it seriously because it really, like I said, it is a driving force for me. So I do get really impassioned about it and the ways that, you know, you can sort of tap into things that you might not otherwise have access to.
Yeah.
You know, you and I are really good, you know, and I know you've been really busy. You know, I, on the other hand, have had some downtime the last couple of months. So I get out there and I'm just like pulling all kinds of stuff off of, you know, all different kinds of records and all different types of music.
Oh, no, you're like the resident Facebook DJ, and at least for the circle of friends that we share, you're always posting a video to a song. First of all, you're posting videos to songs that I didn't even know had videos, which is great. And then you're pulling up a song I haven't heard in 10 or 12 years. And you and I were in completely different places 10 or 12 years ago, 15. I was in Texas, so you were in California,
right.
And we weren't really in touch. But it's so cool to learn that you were picking up and digging a lot of the same music that I was picking up and digging along the way too, because,
you know,
not because they were popular or because they were hits, but because we found them and we knew people that would turn them onto us or turn us onto them. And we jumped all over it. And it's funny. Oh my gosh. I should have known that Penny knew that song. I love when that happens. It's great
stuff.
You know,
and that was the thing. I think, like, World Party was a big one for
us.
Yeah. That's where you and I really kind of hit that connection.
And they were never on the radio. Their stuff was never on the radio. Really? I mean, one song.
Yeah. Goodbye Jumbo, that record was released in 92, if I'm not mistaken.
I think,
and
you're right.
Day, I still listen to that record on a regular basis.
I do too. That's so,
you know,
crazy. And we always had that connection. And there's just a place that records like that take you when you have that personal connection. And when you learn that a good friend along the way had a personal connection with that record, it's a really rewarding feeling. And you know that it was during, had to be a major time during your life, and when every time you listen to it, you think of that period of time. It's
exactly.
Great. I know.
Exactly. You know, and it's nice because the stuff that is a little bit more obscure, but you know, is so good, and it's almost like you're screaming into a vacuum where you're going, like,
right,
listen to this record. It's so amazing. And people just are like, huh? I've never heard of it, you know? And, you know, unfortunately, people get a little set in their ways. And kind of, you know, that's the thing that I like about this whole social networking thing. You know, I sort of gathered a group of friends throughout, you know, mainly throughout the United States, not so much, you know, around the world. You know, I have some friends outside of the continent, but, you know, really, it's like, the nice thing is that we do trade a lot of music and turn each other onto a lot of stuff, and we've learned that, like, you know, there are certain people that no matter what they post, I will click play because I trust their taste.
Exactly, exactly.
Without a doubt, I might not like everything they play,
right,
but I'm definitely going to check it out.
Yeah, they wouldn't, you know, there's certain people that they wouldn't be posting this if it wasn't worth listening to. I better check this out. And
you
see,
know, that's
the same thing happens with the people that have the great sense of humor and know which funny videos are really worth watching. And, you know, if it's coming from a certain person, oh, I think I might want to see this. You know what I mean?
That's definitely it. I mean, you know, I've been, you know, I'm pretty well versed in music. I consider myself pretty well versed. I spend a lot of time with it. There are a few people that I can have these conversations with, you definitely being one of them, Fernando Perdomo being one of them,
right.
You know, an amazing player down here, and is just, I mean, his knowledge of music is ridiculous.
We're going to have a great show with him later this week. It's going to be awesome. Big event coming up on Sunday as well.
Oh, your listeners are in for a treat. That boy's got some talent.
Oh, no, if there's talent around here or anywhere, actually, that's the whole idea of this show, is that I can even talk to local talent in other parts of the country or other parts of the world and promote their gigs around their area, too. But if there's talent here that's accessible, that needs to be heard, I'm going to get my hands on them and get them in here. And we're going to have them in person in the studio and playing stuff live, which will be great. I want to go back for a second. We're talking about the we're talking to Penny Rosen, first of all, who's just our all-around social networking know-it-all and music know-it-all. And sometimes a music smartass, because she'll pull one up on you all the time, so watch out. But what I was thinking about was the possible productivity of social networking, and in particular Facebook. You brought up a great point. You're on the NPR page, and every once in a while you'll get an update of what's going on with them when you otherwise may not have thought to check in with them. There's where I think you're onto something. Everybody that I can think of not everybody is there yet, but everybody that's important to you will eventually have presence on Facebook, and all you have to do is be on their page and they'll pop up with information just like a friend of yours. For instance, at some of the music equipment companies that put out stuff that I need updates for, or I want to keep tabs on what they're doing. Normally it would be a late night before I go to bed and go, oh, let me check in and see what's going on over at Waves, or there's a new product out that I need to know about. Right. Now I can just get on their page, and if there's an update that I need to know about, it'll pop up. So if you think of the four or five, half a dozen things that are important in your life that you want to stay up to date with, join their pages. They become part of your Facebook routine, and you know, you're covering all kinds of bases at once. So I think you might be onto something there.
You know, like I think I was saying to you before, you know, before when we were chatting earlier, you know, like, you know, I got turned on to something through, you know, like NPR is just in my mind right now, but there are a lot of pages.
Right.
I belong to, you know, like all these different pages, but like NPR, you know, they shoot out what they call a first listen, and on the page they'll have a record in its entirety, or they'll have music files, you know, like there is, Billy, have you heard of Pomplamoose?
No, but I think I do need to know about it.
Yeah, I will turn you on to Pomplamoose. And your listeners out there, pull up Pomplamoose. They are.
How do you spell that? Because I'm having a hard time understanding what you're saying.
It's Pomplamoose.
Okay,
it's a girl named Natalie Dawn and her partner Jack Conti. And basically what they've done is they have gone grassroots on YouTube. Now, see, this is the thing. You look at the music business, and Billy, you know, you worked as, you know, a radio station employee in different, you know, different regards, you know, different capacities. I worked for record labels. I worked for attorneys and management companies. I worked on that end of it.
Right.
You know, but the business has changed so incredibly that really people need to think outside of the box. Well, you've got these two kids. They're called Pomplamoose, and they have gone strictly through YouTube. You cannot buy a physical CD from these kids. You can buy the stuff on iTunes, rather.
Okay.
It's just digital files. And what they've done is create these videos where there is not an instrument that they play musically that doesn't get shown in the video at some point. So they will do like small screens and, you know, like these interesting ways of shooting it and just kind of cutaways and things like that. Every harmony is done by them. Every instrument is played by them. And they cover songs in a way that is so unbelievably good that like songs that you would think are so cheesy that you would never want to hear.
Right.
You're going to listen to and just be blown away by. I got turned on to them by having NPR shoot an article across my page. You know, I look at my live feed and I'm like, oh, it's NPR. You know what? I like what they have to say.
Right.
Let me check this out. And, you know, it was that kind of thing, you know. And truly, from my page, I have to tell you, it went so viral off of my page. I'm watching my friends, one after the other, adding their fan page on.
Right. Right. And you see, you'll add something on, or you'll see a friend of yours, a notification that Penny has joined such and such page, and then I'll go, oh, I need to do that. And then the next thing you know, somebody sees that I did it, and so on and so on.
You know, and then, you know, you look at, you know, everybody really, you know, if you want to gain access to musical files, you know, we all know stuff is getting pirated left and right. It's a shame. It is. It's brutal. It's what's killing a lot of the music industry.
Yeah.
But to tell you, like, something came across my page and, you know, the new Chemical Brothers, and I was absolutely blown away. I woke up in such a good mood. They had this file on. It was one complete file, not
right.
Separate tracks. And I have to tell you, as soon as I heard it, I went, June 22nd, that record comes out. I will own that record.
And see, there's a difference. There's where the difference lies. That's not pirating. That's sharing. And all we're doing by me posting a song up there for you to listen to, unless you have some sort of sophisticated equipment that you want to record right off out of the computer, which a very small percentage of people do, and that would also depend on me posting a pretty high quality file up there. That would constitute as pirating. But for the most part, we're sharing. So it's, in other words, I hear a great song or I get turned on to something. It's like playing the song in my living room for, you know, somebody that comes by, but instead I'm posting it on Facebook in my giant living room for people to listen to whenever they stop by, and I'm not forcing it down their throat. It's just sitting there on their news feed if they want it, and they can listen to it if they want. You know, I might have 50 people listen to it.
You know, I think you brought up a good point also that, you know, more often than not, I will post songs with live videos because to me it's a full involvement. You know,
yeah.
You're getting the oral, you're getting the visual. You know, it's complete like assault on the senses, and I love that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I love finding old videos, performance videos, things like that. You know. Even if it's synced, you know, you'll find like some like old Stones videos, you know, for instance. But like the visuals are so incredible that it's fun. It makes you kind of giggle a little to watch it.
Yeah.
You know, and that, you know, to me, it's like to have access to all of this information, you know, and it's right at your fingertips if you know how to dig a little bit.
Right.
You know, I'm pretty good at finding things that are pretty obscure.
Right.
You know?
Oh, you're awesome at that. I mean, it takes a little bit of time, but, you know, at this point, you can just Google and find anything that you need to find.
And that's it. You know, it's just a matter of just kind of honing your skills online to, you know, to figure out how to do it. And,
yeah.
You know, and even that, you know, it's kind of nice because I'll have friends that'll, you know, hit my page or send me a message and say, like, I really want to find this song. And it's like, boom, boom, boom. 3 seconds later, it's on their page.
Oh, I know. That's fantastic.
And just to be able to interact that way, like, I think that's a really nice, I mean, for me, my favorite gift was always the gift of music.
Right.
You know, and to be able to do it in a way that, like, you know, in a cyber setting where you can do that for somebody and put a smile on their face.
Yeah.
You know, music just has that effect. You know, you DJ. I mean, God.
Well, I mean, you know? Music, though, it. I don't know, and we can get into this. This could turn very deep if we get into the whole, the way music affects us emotionally. I know you know, you're one of those people that music can make you cry. It can turn your whole day around and make you feel completely better about something, too, as well. So it has that driving power and a driving force, and it's nice to see that in people that aren't just immersed in it every day. Because sometimes we get jaded. We hear so much music that it, you know, starts to lose its taste. But there's always those standbys, you know.
It'll never happen to me.
Yeah, well, I know. Well, it happened with me sometimes. Sometimes I'll be like in a grocery store and I'll catch a song coming out of the sound system in the grocery store. And I haven't heard it for a while. But when I was on the air, I heard it ad nauseum and actually phased it into the, oh, I'm not really digging this song anymore category a long time ago, but then rediscover it again and go, you know what, man, this really, really is a great song. I just haven't paid attention to it for 15 years. So it's nice to see it come back once in a while like that.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's, you know, really it's, you know, this going out on the radio, really, you do have an effect. And, you know, when you make your selections and your choices of what you're going to put out there in the world, you know, it's like anything else. You know, you put out the good stuff and good stuff just keeps
well,
it pays forward, you know?
Don't get me started on that. I mean, that's what we're doing now. That's what you and I are doing. But that is the illusion that people had about what DJs did. It was probably only the first 3 or 4 years of my career that I actually decided what it is I was supposed to play. After that, I was working for somebody who was dictating what to play. You know what I mean? So,
well, you know, and that's the nice thing, though, is like now there really aren't those restraints.
Exactly. You know, exactly.
And you know what? If you want to hear the Sex Pistols, you play the Sex Pistols.
Right.
And if it's, can you, you know, feel good, you know, I'm pretty conscious, like, I don't post a whole lot of, like, slow, like, sad stuff or whatever.
Right.
You know, even if I'm having a bad day, those are the times that I think to myself, you know what, I need something happy that'll put a smile on someone else's face.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll work for me also, and usually it tends to.
And that's why I'm trying to do this show right now, because I think at some point, the freedom to know that I could, like, walk into some random club some night and see some performer that I've never heard of before performing an original act. And I hear somebody go, you know what, this is great. And go up to the guy and say, hey, listen, would you come on my show? People need to hear this song. There might be 160 people listening tomorrow, or there might be 2,000 people listening, and we could turn the people on to your music. I mean, it's so much more rewarding than when I was actually DJing on the radio, because I was just, you know, doing what the programming department was telling me to do. So this is actually coming from me instead of somebody I'm working for. So,
which is awesome, because you know what, Billy? It's like, you know, here you are. You've got, you know, the gift of being out in cyberspace. And, you know, it's funny. There's a project that I came across out in Los Angeles. Somehow I added one of the guys through friends. It's a ukulele band. There's like, I don't know, 8 ukes and you know,
right,
kind of percussion and an accordion player. And they did a cover of Kids by MGMT.
There you go.
This song blew up. They had 50,000 YouTube hits in 3 days.
Right. And what radio station's going to play them? You know what I mean?
Right? You know, and it's like, you know, they're getting all this press now and all these wonderful accolades, and this is because of the internet,
yeah.
You know? And I have to tell you, there is not a time, I've listened to this song over and over and over, and there's not a time that I don't sit there, like, tapping my feet, like, with a big old grin on my face.
There you go. People have sent me music. I've gotten music sent to me from friends of mine that have moved out of the country, and they'll send me a Danish pop band that's singing in a completely different language, but they just know from the sound of the song that this has actually happened to me, that I would actually like the tune. And I'm after 5 or 6 listens, I'm singing parts of the song in a language that I don't even know. I don't even know what the words are, but I love it, and I love the sound of it. I mean, I don't know how that would have ever happened in our old lives, you know?
Exactly. You know, Sigur Rós is the one band I can think of that sort of crossed that line.
Yeah.
Which was very interesting, but they sort of...
3Js, in case anybody's noticing, if you're a fan of... I think I played some of it for you. I posted some of it before. If you're into that real jangly kind of happy-go-lucky power pop music, and you know, you just like melodies, you don't care what the words are, 3Js or 3JS, I'm not sure what the name of the band is. Very, very good stuff. My old friend from high school, Ed Wharton, turned me on to that from overseas. And see, it's just little moments like that that you just keep coming. It keeps you coming back for more on Facebook, you know?
You know, and that's the thing. You know, it's nice when you do have people out there. You know, I've got a lot of friends who are, you know, in some respect or another, whether they're playing or whether they are just avid music fans or whatever, you know, I've been turned on to some really amazing, amazing stuff, you know? And, you know, just by virtue of the fact that, like, you do gain access to these files of music and, you know, different ways. I mean, you know, really, it's like anything. You know, we're like, when we were growing up, like, when MTV started, that was really our exposure. And when you remember, like, that feeling of, like, oh my God, like, it all opened up to,
yeah,
like, such a different market. It wasn't just the local radio station and the programming directors that were sort of dictating what was being heard in the region.
Right.
You know, all of a sudden it opened up. Now it's like opening up to this virtual universe.
Right.
You know, and everything that you want is out there. It's just a matter of doing a little bit of digging and doing a little bit of research. You know, really, it's, you know, everything, whether it's music or art, photography, you know, it's like, I really like any kind of arts really inspire me. And it's just a matter of doing a little bit of work on your own and finding the people who are interested in things that you're interested in, you know. And it's just like, it's as easy sometimes as going on YouTube, and rather than clicking on the video on the feed,
yeah,
go to the YouTube page, look at the related videos.
Well, that'll send you on, and that could be an all day tangent sometimes. That's awesome experience.
Bill, do you see how much time I spend on Facebook?
It's a little frightening. In fact, before, when you were talking about time management, it sounded like you were talking about the things that you do in between being on Facebook, rather than fitting Facebook in between all the things you're supposed to be doing.
I have
so
to tell you,
you need a little intervention here, Penny.
Right?
I don't know.
I've had some downtime. I'm, you know, right now.
I understand. You're in the middle of a move, and you're in a transitional period, and you're also, you just have your eyes and ears open to what the future holds. I think we're all sort of in a little holding pattern about, where's this going to go next? That's why I'm wondering whether Facebook is the one that's going to stick. I personally believe it's going to stick for at least the next couple of years, unless something bigger and better that comes along that has all the things that we don't like about Facebook, which aren't many right now. And like I said, connecting with the pages for the things that interest you can keep you, instead of just going on Facebook and wasting time, you can go out checking out what's going on with your friends, And then you'll have constant updates on the five or six things in your life that you're interested in anyway. So it's all right there. And the only thing I want to add to that is you can manage your time, because if you post a song, it's cool. I don't, you need, okay, let's say you post a good piece of music and I know I'm going to want to hear it. I can click on play, and then I can just, while Facebook's open, of course, the internet speeds are getting better, the computers are getting better and better every day, so I can open up my mailbox, check out my emails, reply to other people, have the song that you posted in the background, so I'm actually listening to it, I'm multitasking. So once you figure out how to manage all it, and you got the equipment that works, and you got the internet connection that cooperates with you, it becomes a pretty cool, streamlining, productive, you know, kind of procedure, and I think that's where we're headed.
You know, and really, I mean, my life is, you know, I produce, you know, photo shoots. So, you know, a lot of times, even if I'm working, I've got 16 tabs open. You know, it's, I'm used to that. I'm used to flipping back and forth and, you know, dealing with what I need to deal with, you know, and really kind of juggling a lot of balls in the air.
You were multitasking before the word was even invented. You always did that. You're always good at doing three or four different things at once, professionally and for fun, you know?
You know, and that's the thing, and really, you know, I've been very lucky in my life. Most of my interests seem to meld into my professional life.
Right.
So, you know, I'm very fortunate, and I'm going back to Los Angeles now where, you know, I sort of said to you, you know, the world's my oyster. You know, I'm not sure what route I'm going to go, but you know what? There are some interesting things happening, and it's, you know, they're multi-leveled. You know, there are a lot of different platforms now, and, you know, I've kind of got my fingers in a lot of different things, and the way that I do that is by keeping my ears and my eyes open.
Yeah, and you know what? It's kind of strange to, this is another microcosm of the world we live in, is you're telling me you're going to California. I didn't know that before I talked to you, or you may have told me that a few months ago, but I'm forgetting. But now you're saying you're moving back to LA, and you know what? It's not even phasing me, because it doesn't mean that we will be in touch any less than we are now. You know what I mean? It's, we're still living in the same plane and talking just as often as we were. So we're all so connected still, no matter how far apart we are from each other geographically. That's just very, you know, that's the other thing that keeps us all kind of on the same plane, you know?
Absolutely.
I need to, we're actually out of time. Can you believe that? That's the fastest 30 minutes in the world.
Nice.
But we're not going to stay on for a couple more minutes and let you know that this is the perfect example of what we're going to do. So you had plenty to tell. We didn't get as much into you in a biography kind of way that I wanted to, but we'll save that for another one. I also want to do a show with you in the future where we're both playing pieces of music that we're both into, because between the two of us, we should be collectively turning people on to a whole pile of great music that we both know about. And we have a lot of friends in common. We're in the same circle of friends, so I'm counting on you to post this on yours and help me spread this show virally, because I'm sure you'll get it virally. There we go. I said it correctly. Because I'm sure you'll get it in the hands of some other people that I haven't seen or talked to in a long, long time. And then, you know, we can make this internet and social networking thing work for us, you know?
Absolutely. You'll have people knocking on your door to do interviews with you, no doubt.
Well, I already do. The thing is, I'm overloaded with musicians at this point. I've just got Music Friday, and now I've got a waiting list for musicians to come on. I want to put them all on. And I think at some point I'm just going to put my hands up in the air and go, okay, it's Music Week now. And just do a Monday through Friday thing. So,
thankfully, there's so much great music out there.
And that's, like, you know, the more I do it, the more, yeah. The more I do it, the more I feel like it should be revolving around music. And that was my original intent, was to do a once a week show about music and promoting music. But, you know, I still like the whole random idea of interviewing people that do just anything every day, you know?
Yeah, you know? It's, you know, the world is your oyster. It's a beautiful thing.
No, and it's a way for someone to go, hey, you know, I was on this interview show, and they post their link to the site, and next thing you know, they've got a friend that listens to the show once, goes in the archives, digs the show, and becomes a regular listener. You never know, you know?
There you go.
Penny, thank you so much. If I still had a pickup truck, I'd offer to help you move and stuff, but I guess you've already had the professional movers come in and do that for you, right?
Exactly.
How long? This is it? This is the last night in the condo here?
Last night in the condo. I'm going to stay for a couple of weeks with a friend and just kind of, you know, finish up the last minute details and maybe go down to the Keys and do a little, you know, little diving before I take off.
Cool. And you've got a place to stay out there and everything, all that's squared away?
Yeah. Hallie.
Oh, there you go. You'll be in good hands out there. It's going to be like, oh, man, you guys, you're really getting back to your roots out there.
Yes.
You guys going to get anything done? Are you? How did the whole real estate situation right now, is this a good time for you to go? Did it work out in your favor?
No. But you know what? It was time and I was okay. You know, I had made my decision. It happened relatively quickly.
Right.
And, you know, it just felt right. And I have to tell you, everything in this move has gone so smoothly that unbelievably moving out of a place that, you know, was my childhood home has gone really seamlessly. So,
wow. Knock on wood. Awesome.
Yeah. You know, it tells me that it was the right decision and the right time. So, you know, it's all good. I got angels looking after me.
Well, have a great move out there. Thanks again for being on the show with me tonight, baby.
Thank you, Billy. Always a pleasure.
That's Penny Rosen. If you want to be a guest on the show, it's Murph at BillMurphyShow.com. Tune in again tomorrow for another edition right here.
Log on each weekday for another edition of The Bill Murphy Show at BillMurphyShow.com. If you'd like to be a guest, send an email to murph@BillMurphyShow.com. That's M-U-R-P-H at BillMurphyShow.com. A Murphonics Media Production.